Welcome to the Words for Wellbeing Mindfulness Session. I'm Dr. Dean Howes and I'll be guiding you on a mindful journey aimed at creating capacity and presence in your mind, body and emotions. Once we have done this, to whatever degree you manage right here, right now, we'll also briefly explore how to use this mindful capacity to create poetry and finally to engage with poetry. So let's begin the process of creating mindful capacity in ourselves. Now, some of the techniques will require you to have your eyes open, but for others you can close your eyes if you are comfortable doing this. If not, just pick a gaze somewhere that's not looking at anybody else. Step 1. The first thing to do is to pause and commit to trying these techniques here and now. Give yourself permission to slow down. Step 2. The second step is to try to let go. Let go of your thoughts, your to-do list, your expectations, your worries and your doubts. Try to let go of any commentary, analysis or judgment. Instead, try to let each moment come and go, and your job is simply to be an observer of those moments. Step 3. To cultivate mindfulness, we can begin to focus our awareness on the present moment. To help with this, you can notice the screen. Start by noticing its dimensions, its shape and the vividness of the display. Now, as shapes appear on the screen, simply name the shapes in your mind. Now let's do the same, but this time say the colour of the shapes to focus your mind even more. Now for step 4, let's expand your awareness to your surroundings. Let your gaze wander around you and again notice shapes and colours, saying them in your mind. So far, we've connected with the present moment outside of ourselves, but for step 5, let's bring our awareness inside of ourselves too. So, can you focus on your natural breath, please? Try not to change the rhythm at the moment. Instead, just observe your breath as it is. Notice the depth of the breath. Maybe it's a deeper breath for you. Maybe it's a shallow one. Notice the pace of the breath. Maybe it's a faster breath, maybe it's a slower one. And finally, notice the rhythm of your body with the breath. Accept the breath and this rhythm for a few more breaths. With a focus on our natural breath, we can now move to control the breath to influence the rhythm and deepen our mindful state. To do this, can you make your in-breath and your out-breath as close as you can to being 4 seconds in and 4 seconds out? To help with this, you can count yourself with your eyes closed, or you can watch the screen and follow one of the breath pacers. As we continue to control our breathing, we can also focus on relaxing the body some more. For step 7, I simply like you to notice the lower half of your body to begin with. If you notice anywhere that has pain, discomfort or tension, try to use the out breath to breathe it away and allow the part of the body to relax. Let's do this for a few breaths now, please. Now we can move our awareness to the upper half of the body, paying particular attention to the lower back, the shoulders and the back of the neck, which are all stores of stress and tension in humans. Let's do this now, please, remembering that it is with the out-breaths where we try to breathe any tension away and allow relaxation in. Hopefully, we have released some tension and created more capacity in the body now. So we can move to the final part, step 8, which is to try to relax the mind a little more. To do this, we can try to be as relaxed as we possibly can, right here, right now. Try to empty your mind of any thoughts and allow yourself to simply let each moment come and go without analysing or commentating on it. Simply experiencing it and letting it go. If at any time thoughts pop into your mind, move your awareness back to your breath and return to the controlled and counted breathing we did before until the thought passes. Let's try this for the next minute or so. Now generating this mindful capacity is wonderful for creating poetry, as it allows the deeper and more creative levels of the mind to be explored and expressed. If you use these techniques before trying to produce poetry, I recommend taking 4 more steps before writing anything down. These steps would be: number 1, spend some more time in this state, allowing for deeper inspiration, direction and meanings to emerge. Number 2, focus on the themes that emerge that you want to express. Number 3, focus on your inner rhythms to find the rhythm of the poem. And finally, number 4, focus on specific words that you can use to convey your themes and rhythm. And once you have moved through these steps, you are ready to begin to write your poem. The mindful state is also wonderful for allowing deeper connections when you are engaging in existing poetry too. Once you are in the state, you simply reverse the steps for creating a poem. So first would be a focus on each word as you read or hear the poem. Second would be to focus on the rhythm of the poem and your inner rhythms too. Third would be to focus on any themes that emerge within you. And lastly, would be to let deeper meanings emerge too. To end this activity, let's try this with a well-known poem. You can either listen and or follow the words on the screen. Remember the parts we're looking for to focus on: words, rhythms, themes and meanings. Let's try this now. Leisure by William Henry Davies. What is this life if, full of care, we have no time to stand and stare? No time to stand beneath the boughs and stare as long as sheep or cows. No time to see when woods we pass, where squirrels hide their nuts in grass. No time to see in broad daylight streams full of stars like skies at night. No time to turn at beauty's glance and watch her feet how they can dance. No time to wait till her mouth can enrich that smile, her eyes began. A poor life this, if full of care. We have no time to stand and stare. Let us take a moment to let this poem wash through us as we are here in our mindful state and allow for the deeper meanings to emerge. And now, to end the activity, I'd like you to become aware of your breathing rhythm again, please. Just notice it like we did before. Then, when you are ready, take a few slightly quicker breaths as you raise the level of your awareness back to its waking state. If you have your eyes closed, you can open them now. And if you need a stretch or shuffle, please do so. Thank you for engaging in this mindfulness activity, and I hope it might help you to create and engage with poetry at a deeper level and receive the numerous well-being benefits that it can bring. Thank you.